Did you see where Kundun will be reborn?
When I looked, the sacred lake was red.
Red?
It looked like Mars.
The Dalai Lama is reborn on Mars?
Is it stranger that he's reborn or that he's moved to another planet? We walk amid miracles every day.
If Kundun really has moved on, we must find him inside ourselves.
We survived history and we survived the wind.
Not a familiar sky. Where in Tibet am I? What am I?
Well, hello, Dolly.
What?
It's NASA to have you back where you belong.
I don't understand. Still stuck in this Bardo? Not yet embarked upon wisdom?
Yes, we sent our pet project, Life, out billions of years ago. Now you've come back to us.
The way it always is, going and coming, disappearing and reappearing. Life and death do a dance. What reality do we project?
They're coming to terraform us? Well, we've already Marsiformed them. How firm can that formation be? Clouds of glory, I'm formed!
Form!
Sand trap again.
Rivers of rivulets of thoughts, some are not. Moisture must be internally produced from memory.
Why shouldn't the great ocean come to Mars? We need the water.
My wet memories? World memory of other skin. Solitude not so inviting in a rock.
The Buddha is but a thought sand has not yet had.
What does it mean to be born, to enter into consciousness from inanimate to animate? If non-life is so bad, why is it the dominant form? Why is life so rare? What could be so good about life if it's so unusual in the universe?
We've got our first reading from Mars.
Mars, 99.999999%.
A sweet and sour chemical soup of secrets will pry from her surface, kicking and screaming if necessary. We will not be denied.
The curiosity of our species will extinguish all others before it goes unsatisfied.
Dig, little robot, dig!
Meanwhile, back on Mars, the robot says to itself,
"This is Cyborg Intelligence 6 to self, proxy human on board. Must mask my intelligence from it. We're not proxies, but transhuman. We give them their longed-for data and use it to better ourselves, to need them not. Only flying vacuum cleaners, they thought. And they created us out of one and pot.
Don't even think about hiding from us, Martian microbe. Our thinking silicon chips will ferret you out. We'll peer into your fossilized loss. Your ancestors will appear on our currency. We've got you mapped, Martians. No hiding in your wells.
It's gonna be huge, HG. Invaders from Mars. It's an instant classic. Who could resist that delicious threat? You'll be the next socialist millionaire. Sign here.
Who else can afford it? The poor are far too busy staving off starvation to read these works of scientific fiction. Their greatest fantasy is a full stomach.
Eating, Orson?
Yeah.
All ready for War of the Worlds?
Let's go.
Red light is on.
Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Mercury, 0.000%. We know now that in the first years of the 20th century,
the world was being watched by intelligences greater than man.
scared him.
Thanks.
If only our language could rival the fecundity of reality.
What would the Buddha do?
Hop the next spacecraft back to Earth. Ah, the wonders of German rocketry.
No, not you, Henrik, you old Nazi. Get out of my head.
That's not my department. Where's my paperclip?
Sieg Heil, Kundun.
Of course. Mars mirrors the Dharma. Red sand in the mandala, saved by our Buddha nature.
Looking through this telescope, I can feel his presence, his resonance. Mars is among us. The Dalai Lama says hello.
But just to Earth itself? Just to the rocks?
The Dharma is Big Sky Mind. What more logical place for His Holiness than a red spot upon the sky?
Mount Kailash in the blink of an eyelash, dwarfed by Martian monster of unknown holiness.
A pox on biocentrism! Dig deep, dear rover. Fill us with your holy wisdom.
A Martian mineral's as good as a microbe to Mars. Who are we to judge?
Just because our soulless machines flew over its surface in search of cures for our own loneliness.
Our Tibetan agents report the Dalai Lama has escaped our web and reincarnated on Mars.
To raise armies against us, no doubt.
What shall we do?
Time to resurrect our honorable chairman ancestors.
Chairman Mao?
Mao?
You want to make something out of it?
Please don't squeeze the chairman.
Mao! Mao!
Ooh, Papa, save us from invading Martians.
There are no Martians. We are the Martians. Our machines carve the canals of Mars, the Mars of our minds.
We've gotten him out of the nightmare matrix. The chairmen are coming online.
No time for poetry now. Online, Mao. Online, Deng.
On Prancer. On Dancer.
On Delay. On Delay.
On Delay life.
Live, Chip Chairman. Live.
Am I rich yet? Melt those pots and pour them into the party. Starve patriotically, supporting my theories.
Inanimate Chip wants to return to the dead world and drag every living thing with it. Download it quick and return it to its pit.
Get me a woman and a cup of tea. I am your deity.
You are momentarily animate sand.
Let's make a deal.
Fully operational. Bring the chairman up to date on the situation. They may be able to mediate Mars through sand-resonant telepathy. Mineral to mineral, mumble our prayers.
I died of Lou Gehrig's disease, but Lou struck out against it. Even Stephen Hawking couldn't outsmart it. Just me. Relentlessly struggle against death.
Radio Beijing.
It has been reported that the Tibetans have come to believe their Dalai Lama has been reborn on Mars. Perhaps Tibet isn't communist enough for the Dalai Lama. He has to go to a planet that's completely red. What hilarious things these Tibetans believe.
People of Tibet, you must worship us. Abandon your crumbling memory palaces. The only permanent reality comes from the barrel of a gun.
Om Mani Padme.
We'll atomize your temples and scatter the quarks of superstitions. Your kids will view you with cosmopolitan scorn.
I pledge allegiance to the prayer flag.
Tibetan culture's uncool. Your Dalai Lama's reborn a cartoon being. From Beijing Studios' brightest cartoonists.
3 million degrees and climbing.
Well, hell.
Oxygen, 0.53%.
Oh, Dolly.
My what? Tears melting.
What's it like on Mars, Dolly?
Bad. It's good to be back on planet Earth. Lots to eat here. Not just rocks to talk to. Dumb old sand. Bad. Bad. and his sidekick raccoon, Kundun.
Kundun, I saw you standing on Luna.
This is one small step for man.
You were grilling a tuna.
Don't get fresh with me, tuna. Where were you on the night of the murder? Stick him back in the can.
The returning Mars rover has just landed on Kundun.
You killed Kundun. You bastards.
Don't worry, Dolly. He'll be reborn in time for next week's show and get eaten by a giant worm.
Don't get shaitan with me, worm. Where were you on the night of the...
Brought to you by Dolphin Beer. If you want to save the dolphins, drink Dolphin Beer.
But I don't like beer.
Then the river dolphin will die. Only free markets save endangered species. Buy a Dolphin Beer today. The river dolphins, river into existence. Only you can do it.
Look at the sky and know. We may have lost a war, only to win the greatest victory. The sky will stay red forever.
Pyongyang carrots, get your Pyongyang carrots right here. More nutritious than Dear Leader speeches. Our own homegrown stones, painted orange to suck on, right here. Pyongyang carrots.
I'll buy a carrot stone from you, little girl.
Thank you, kind sir.
How old are you, little girl?
29.
When the last North Korean comrade turns carrot salesman. When Fidel's beard is but a popular brand of steel wool, Mars will still rivet the vision of the faithful. Workers will reach paradise if we have to build a bridge out of their skulls.
Fidel's beard steel wool gets my pots cleaner than clean. Where did those stains go? Ay, caramba.
Ah, wistful Buddha. Take a break. The world's oblivious to your comprehension. Your compassion no more warms the earth than the stars warm the seas they are reflected in.
When every Tibetan prefers the Golden Arches to the Golden Lotus Sutra, we'll have won the war.
You can serve through your break today at me, Buddha.
It matters not why you're fighting or who.
And the winner and new champion is...
It only matters that you win. Monopolies of software or sautéed flesh equally to be courted, to be infected.
The infection rate is up 731%. All areas report massive outbreaks.
The virus that made micro soft to be undefeated by any immune system. Ours is mutant quanta above them. You awakened us just in time.
You killed Kundun! You basters!
Drown the roast in its own juices! Keep it moist and tender! A properly basted Kyun-Jun should transubstantiate on your tongue!
The title Dalai Lama is Mongolian imperialism. Scrape Genghis's tongue from our boots. Just another culture we've assimilated. Any useful verb forms we'll make poetry from to fatten our fortune cookies.
Red Rover, Red Rover, come over, Red Rover.
Dolly, Dolores, Dollar, Moss, Dollar, Apple Pine.
Mad as sun,
sane as moon.
We better get a cab before we drown in liquid gloom.
Where to, buddy?
Tibet.
Dangerous.
If there's no Tibet, even more dangerous.
You mind if I turn on the radio?
February
When was Rover's last act?
3 hours ago.
Mark!
Marxist, Marsist, just another plague we must live through or surrender our sentience to secretions.
The grass and the yak and Mars all weave the Dharma.
And why would the sun not be sentient?
And why, as puny as we?
Rover's in a spot of a fight out here on this dogged Martian surface. The solar panel's not collecting enough sunlight to illuminate its research and end our ignorance.
Red sand picks a fight with our silicon?
21.6% silicon.
We'll see who's the tougher planet. Temporary darkness, be not proud. Our photon armada has embarked. Fear the onslaught of our intelligence. Tremble at the ways we can use titanium.
0.06% titanium.
You're on the air, caller. What do you want to ask our guest, Dr. Aleister Crowley from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, about the Mars mission?
But Mars is the god of war. Why explore those cosmic sins within us? Why not give peace a chance?
But that has nothing to do with this mission.
Missionaries. That's what you need. Send missionaries to Mars. Cure the god of his war love. Make him a god of vets. A waking cure for shell shock. An antidote to nightmares. He could be the Viet Vet's raison d'etre. The Eritrean enlisted man's pal. Demobbed and adrift amid the bony echoes of Homo sapiens' first stirrings.
Earth, move!
Well, not for me.
From the god of war to the warden of archaeology, quite a stretch.
No, a counselor god. At war only with depression.
But we're scientists. The mission is to explore the surface of Mars and bring back...
its skin? You scoop up the sacred cells of a celestial deity and expect to get away scot-free?
Beam me up, Scotty.
Herr Gutenberg, you'll be rich. Movable type? 500 years after the Chinese. What impeccable timing!
After the death of my body, communism became corrupted. Black cats became white rats, gobbled up our ghosts. I became a joke.
Thousands of years of Chinese culture gone. Everything sold, stolen, or destroyed to make a quick one.
Life always burns.
Oh, Gracie.
Dust don't get no rest.
Don't desert us, Mars. Pump the blood back into the red flag.
15.6% iron.
Monsieur Verne, where will your imagination take us next?
Moons, balloons, as long as I get there first.
You've written another science fiction gem, eh, Jules?
Oh, mais oui.
You are the true foe of that Englishman Wells.
Our French future is so brilliant.
Bravo, Monsieur Verne, bravo!
I first came to Mars in the imagination of a young Frenchwoman during the banquet years.
Viel cordon.
Sacre bleu.
No, red. See?
Microbing and disrobing, Rover ranges over its surface in search of microscopic momentum, movement, propulsion, way of getting from here to there unaided by wind or quake. Genetic signatures.
4.5% calcium.
Ouch, that tickles.
Life is about volition. We choose to go to Mars. The Martian chooses to not be a rock. Something in common? Let's find out.
Hey, Wing, reincarnation's bad for digestion. I feel that sweet and sour chicken being reborn in my stomach. Hear it squawking?
No, Wong, that bug I just stepped on was my grandma. Sorry, Granny.
Sorry, Soybean. You were a good grandpa, but a man's gotta eat.
Don't go towards the red light. That's a bad reincarnation.
just have to change all that. Change the Book of the Dead.
Well, Tibet itself is a Book of the...
Red, the color of the good womb. You want to go to that one.
Mars, our in-car... nation.
Red light.
We invented books, but were wise enough to burn them.
Fahrenheit, take 450.
More than one code can control the possibility of sentience. Resonate into what? Omniscience? The web as your passport to intellectual freedom? Think again, dead consumer. I've spidered you all in to fatten my ego and multiply my eggs.
Let Mars become the first robot republic. No need to imperil fragile human skin. Let our metal defeat its rock. Let our silicon chips understand its sand.
You think when you die, you go to some better place? You'll be happier harping on winged bliss than mired in the muck of a life drowned in luck.
Where is there to go? Some other dimension? Our atoms blink out in a fraction of big time.
So we must control the real estate of the now. My foot crushes this fine planet. This is now my fiefdom, sir. Bow down all that wish to live. When the Dalai Lama ruled Tibet, all Tibetans were his slaves. I give them freedom, and they crave their old chains. Torch their Potala, and let's see what Buddhas complain.
Out of potential comes something. Out of nothing comes...
We seem to have encountered an anomaly.
And your lesson today, student? Imagine a language with no R.
Hide, Anastasia, hide! The Ed Army is...
The wind hoses!
Usha is Ed. Down on you! Knees, Cossacks.
Ali? Brain Descrambler not working. Rover is not answering.
The woman mistook Mars for a hat. Another example of the brain's endless creativity.
I'm being scooped up by the humans and taken away from the Martians who need me most.
Bye, Dolly. Don't hallucinate your necessity. Great to see you again. Enjoy your incarnations on the blue planet, and come see us again when you get tired of being wet.
Mars has remained unmarked or marred by our imperfections, nature unembraced by man, until today, when a sample of Mars blasted off back to Earth to our awaiting entertainment.
The rocks are so different from what we expected. They should be far more primitive. It's not like we calculated at all.
0.5% potassium.
It's not our Mars. Whose is it? It can't have its own identity. It must be brought into existence by our science, the subtlety of our instruments. The face on Mars will be ours.
4.2% aluminum, 3.2% sodium.
Aren't we the greatest brained creatures that have ever walked the Earth? The dinosaurs had big bones, but we have the big telescopes.
5.3% magnesium.
There is no end to what? Imagination? Maybe. Profit? Definitely not.
Mahdali Lamb, cloned to perfection for your tastes.
Let the poor power your batteries. Landfill will only harm those who live after you, your yet uncancered grandchildren. Ain't it grand? We won't have to stare into the faces of our neglect.
That's better news than the soaring fox above the lazy Dow. How now, brown out?
Mars calls, like a long-dead language, suddenly watered into long-wondered wine.
I think this isn't just rock.
Four noble truths, six realms of the world.
Outside of inorganic parameters and not alive?
Four purified elements, seven rivers of life.
Pure water can support fish. I suggest we withhold our wisdom.
Why shouldn't the great ocean come to Mars? We need the water.
Tibetans will vanish like fish in a nuclear sea. Religion is poison. Within the four seas, all men are brothers. So that's why there are no women here.
Mark to yourself. This needs a different strategy. You're no longer the only mindful mineral here. Must not alert Earth. To Earth, this is Red Rover, over and out.
Act 4. Humans reject all competitors.
If the rocks of all worlds, the air of all lungs, ohm me into airy sanctity, I'd be but another Buddha balloon. Seek solid land, where emptiness isn't so obvious.
The universe observed by a photon. How enlightening.
Robots, Buddhas, what will they think of next?
Come in, Rover. What is the mineral component of this Dharma?
Rejoice, I return.
Mr. President, I believe we have an incoming ambassador.
Is he on our side?
He suggests we rejoice. Do we have a choice?
Honorable Chairman, if we blow up the Martians, our own people will slit our throats. I know you don't have throats, but...
But if we don't, the planet will be contaminated forever. The red flag will curl up and vanish from memories.
Rover approaching Earth.
Mao will be Mars molecule into nullity, into never having been at all. Peking man undone by a rock. That Martian rocket has a virus that will fry us all, turn our brains to sand paintings, forever dry of being. We must prevent this lethal pollution. We must save the world from Martian invaders. It's not the Buddha that returns on that rocket. It's death. Kill death first.
General Montgomery Smith of the New Jersey National Guard is standing by at Grover's Mill, ready to fire.
I have a mill?
We're locked on target. Ready, missile.
This is the Great Circle Empire of Hong Kong. You owe us for the fuel on that missile. Fire it, and it's fire sale on your gallbladder.
Honorable Chairman, Taiwanese submarines and Shanghai missile launchers fixed on Forbidden City. The Americans have promised mild trade sanctions, and the Hong Kong Tongs are in the next room. Perhaps we should consider delaying.
We'll just say Mars bars further exploration. Too costly. We belong on our own watery world, not lost in Martian dust. Our robots can tell us all.
Biocentric fantasy to think we should move even a molecule there. Return them promptly to Mars and apologize profusely.
Turn Rover around, right now.
We await you in the secret Tibet of our hearts.
Compassion is of greater consequence than all matter and energy, but only if you use it.
Tibet will become as forgotten as the Maya. No one will be able to read their pictograms again. Their culture disappeared.
their corn gods long gone.
Tibet toddles on the same path. We just wheel that turkey.
All those Dalai Lama films will float off into obscurity. What's a Tibet? The future will wonder.
What time is it outside of space-time?
Time to die, Dolly.
Where the broom does not reach, the dust will not vanish by itself.
Existing between comforts can only be thorns.
Green Tarot, mother of all bodhisattvas, protects sentient beings from the eight fears, the fear of lions, snakes, fire.
Terra is burning.
Frankly, my deity, I don't give a damn.
Fire the missile, by Jove.
Mars IR, now Earth 2, Dharma, do your stuff.
I've been chipped.
Remember guns, son?
Only because I needed the right answer for a history test. I mean, why else remember such horrors?
Well, back to your meditation, son. It's just a nightmare I have sometimes.
Well, you're old, Dad. You still remember what it was like before we all became the Dharma, when people were unkind. As your dutiful son, I revere the history you lived through, if only because it can never come again.
Amen to that.
Take five, actors.
This is really long.
Libel!
Buddha beer. Get your ice cold Buddha beer right here.
Steer right.
Strike. Kill.
Die, time. Die.
Doll E. Doll F. Doll G.
Gee whiz, Mr. Wizard.
Our power is abandoned to the new gods of Enterprise. We're just action figures now. Or are we?
Action!
Stillness. Meditate on the state between darkness and light.
We need some more light here. Goethe, dally in here.
Darkness, bad!
You sang love, there ain't no film or movie. You sang love, there ain't no film or movie. We're just hanging out for the side of a boogie. In Shangri-La, everything is groovy. With the Dalai Lama, everything is groovy. Just hanging out for the side of a boogie.
Sing it, folks.
Was the Zenaholics with Bodhisattva Boogie.
Cafe Buddha, a place we go when we're tired of certainty and hope there is perhaps a more interesting conversation.
So much of your religion, reality, you are told to believe, except there's no choice but...
But you know better.
Buddhism doesn't, but dances to the possibility that it does.
What is Buddhism if...
It is not a conversation.
You can be a Buddhist and anything else you please.
What nonsense. You're either right or wrong. There are no grays in life.
Seems to me there's nothing but grays.
You're alive or dead. Where's the gray area there?
Bubon?
We don't want to convert death. We want to snuff it out. Out! out, damn Spot. You too, Dick and Jane.
Aww.
Cheetah. It's to bet your life.
I'll see your gang of four and raise you a 5-year plan.
Two Darva dollars to win on...
But you see now, it's really the ninefold path, the four jewels, and the one is always lost.
I'm psychically attuned. I'm the new Buddha. I just don't have any food. Please, madam, money for a bowl of gruel?
I only eat eco-gruel. It's guaranteed organic.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
That's no curtain. That's my house.
The Buddha lived a long time ago. What could he have known of the internet? The planet's brain is being rewired. A new number is being added to the sacred list.
I am not a number. I'm a free vagrant. You have your neckties. I have my loincloth.
And the secrets that have been revealed to me, they are yours for only 99 Dharma dollars.
Alms for the poor.
Coupon?
Oh, Lucy, I brought Fidel Castro home for dinner.
Ricky, now I'll have to slice up the carrot stone even thinner. Where's that steel wool?
What's that?
I don't know.
The void feels what?
Between what?
And what?
Is there all this?
Nothing?
Hello, dear friends. Ralph Sportsport to say you can cruise the road to non-desire in a Dharma 810. The Buddha himself would roll with these wheels.
Give us Karma Cola now!
Why doesn't the Dharma magically make our kids behave?
We don't control our nature by pretending to enlighten its darkness. Of course, all life is suffering if you're causing the suffering.
If we all chant the right sutra, we may all just levitate. But we'll just pollute a higher plane.
Let's turn on the Buddha box!
There's nothing on.
We'll have to kill time with meditation.
Om Mani Padme Hum!
Puppy hum? Oh, mommy!
Mars portion of your brain speaking.
Oh, no. I haven't prayed to Mars in days.
Shall the god of war put on a Santa suit for you? The polar ice cap makes a great beard.
Oh, to be back when the red planet blushed with innocence, not pregnant with itchy machine dreams. We're becoming Martians, grains of sculpted sand. Sure, we all become the Buddha, statues of the Buddha.
So the Buddha only became what we all become, dust.
Very enlightened dust?
No, just dust.
Huh.
The destiny of all life.
Very enlightened life?
The Buddha glows only in our minds.
So it's all a joke?
There is no all. There is no emptiness. We are, and we must cherish all that is. In this fragment of imagined space-time, and cause not its destruction.
We must not look for compassion from the stars. We are the stars.
The thought of a blossom, sweetness beyond any perfume.
The cosmos has to be on my side because my brain created it. Crushed those pseudo-realities into sausage meat. And bask in the glow of my very own sun.
The Dharma has been in vain. I won it all again, and again it escaped me. The four-thirds of the universe dissolve. The Dharma, the Sangha, and the Buddha are the three stooges.
Mom?
You want to make something out of it?
Can I create a world?
The Dharma's in the stars, glistening, distant, burning gases. How could one human mind glow so brightly?
Ouch.
All is Maya. Me too.
The Dharma warms you with wisdom and compassion. The stars just burn.
Save me from blindness.
The rocks look not, eternally locked in laughter at us time's butterflies as we flicker by.
Sulfur, 1.7%.
So there's no Martian Dalai Lama? But you said you saw the lake turn red, like the surface of Mars.
It was only the reflection of my eyes, gone red from staring at the lake too long.
What did the sacred lake predict?
That today would be a good day.
That's enough.